Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point! It's the show where I try to get to the point while I'm driving from point to point. It's a clever name, and it's about driving. I am on the way to do some morning errands on this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. And I have a point that I would like to get to. I'm like actively wrapping up the end of Avowed right now. I think my playtime is a little over 2 days. I think that sounds right. I'll have to check again, but I've been playing it basically since it came out. I took a little bit of a Blueprints break, and I'm desperately close to the end of that game, I think. And unfortunately, I think what that actually means is I have defeated one of the major bad guys, and I suspect that there's one entire map, a whole final showdown, so at least 6 to 8 hours of that game left. We'll see, but I'm afraid that that's what it is. And that is today's point. I think that getting pacing right in a video game is really fucking hard. It is, like, one of the more difficult things because, this is obvious to you, but it doesn't work like a movie, right? Like, there are very few games that are very cut and dry. This is the pacing. You will get to this point at this point in the player experience. And there's a lot of room that's left for like skill gap or like comprehension of game systems. And I think to kind of pair this with yesterday's chat about Elden Ring, the not Night Rain flavor, how you play that game, the amount of time it takes you to play that game, can very much inform your experience. And that's kind of where I'm at with Avowed right now. So like I said, I probably have close to like 50 or 60 hours in that game at this point. Probably more now that I think about it. And that game it's really good. I like it. I think that when it came out, it was kind of marketed as like a Skyrim open world-ish RPG game that is smaller in scope, and I would kind of agree with that in the sense that the Outer Worlds 1 is kind of a smaller scope Fallout. Like, Obsidian is definitely making tighter, smarter design games than Bethesda is. Like, I think they see the flaws of a Bethesda game probably better than Bethesda does, and is able to kind of make something that fits a little bit better. Like, the obvious example in Outer Worlds and Avowed is you can't pick up everything. The shit that you pick up is stuff that you can use. It's armor, it's weapons, it's consumables. Anything that you pick up is something that you will be able to use. They also, just as like a fun little thing, they don't deal with ammunition. There are no arrows. There are no, like, magic bullets for your guns, none of that stuff. It just, they realize the stuff that is important and kind of were able to trim down in other places. And I think that level of awareness of what some of the nuisances of a, like, Bethesda game that they're kind of building their games as a mold from, like, I think that it's really smart. The thing that I would like, I'm curious to see how they deal with this in Outer Worlds 2, having it come out so close to Avowed, but I still think those games are too long. There's like a, so I guess very briefly, the structure of Avowed is you are the envoy to a imperialistic power far across the seas. You arrive in the Living Lands, which is where it all takes place. You're there on a mission, but perhaps you're drawn there by otherworldly powers as well. and there's four-ish distinct zones. So each of those zones, you end up kind of like solving the main quest step of that, and then it unlocks access to the next zone. So there's like big story beats that happen, and then that is the impetus for you to move on to the next one. And I think in classic video game fashion, the rule of threes kind of applies, and I feel like that's why this game is now, like, it's starting to slip in interest for me, is that I have now completed the fourth zone. So you kind of have these escalating choices that happen at the end of each zone. And they're like really compelling story things, and you end up kind of getting a fire put under you to like keep going and move forward, see where this game is going, and kind of like deal with the larger implications of the choice that you just made. And I think all of that is super cool. I think the part where it starts to get difficult pacing-wise is now that I've done it three times, the game has kind of... like, you start to see the game for what it is, right? Like, you're no longer in a narrative adventure where something really cool is happening and you're kind of along for the ride, participating a little bit. You start to see that, oh yes, this is a game. And the thing that I liked about Avowed is something that I really liked about Dragon Age Veilguard as well, where the game is structured in a way where you can, like, you know when a choice is coming, you understand the implications of that choice usually, and it's far better than a lot of RPGs of a similar ilk, where those choices aren't quite clear and the implications aren't really laid out in front of you in like a very readable way, which means that I end up pulling up a walkthrough to see like, okay, is this actually a choice that I think it is, and will this have the ramifications that I think it will? Which is a thing that, you know, feels like a problem that I have had with these games kind of forever. Like, I think the Vermeier mission kind of ruined it for me in general. Like, in a good way and in a bad way. But I think that Avowed has done that enough where I now see the choice coming, I now understand that there is a choice, and kind of unfortunately it means that I've started to just see this as a video game instead of like a cool narrative adventure. And I think a lot of that is coming down to pacing. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I've been in this world for a really long time. I have been having fun, but there's not enough happening in here, and like the power creep has hit in a big way where it just doesn't feel like that fun cinematic experience that it did before. And part of that I think is just generally stemming from I've done this a lot now. Like, a lot of the world stuff is happening and it's creating big moments, but the implications of those moments are not as effective as, let's say, the second big story quest was. Like, that was a very big one, and it had like a lot of emotional resonance, which was cool, but the third one, while a big choice, is kind of weird because it just kind of ends there. Like, it's a huge choice that has implications for the area that you are now leaving. So you don't get to live with that, like, live with the consequences of the thing that you just did. And I think that that's fine, because they're trying to tell a bigger story about choices and implications, and I'm sure this is all going to factor in the grand accounting that happens at the end of, like, ah, yes, you made the altruistic choice, you made the evil choice, and that will have impacts on the relationship you have with the voice in your head. But the repetition of it is what is kind of grating on me, because it just means that I've now made... You start to become the chosen one, right? Like, you start to become the very clear chosen one who's the only one who has real agency in this world and is the only one who's going to actually affect any change, which is, again, fine. Like, that's how these games end up working. But the struggle is that it's really drawing it out now. Like, I know where this is going. Like, I've been able to experience these choices for, you know, 30 hours now. I've seen where this is headed. I see at this point that every time I take a nap and I have a dream conversation with the voice in my head, there's clearly a, like, this is the evil choice, this is the merciful choice, this is the neutral choice. And the game has been telling me throughout the entire runtime that there is no neutral option. Like, a neutral option is the evil option. It's just slightly less evil because you think that you get to feel good about it. But the implications are that, you know, bad things still happen because you chose to do nothing. And the message is there. Like, the message is really well done, and they hit you over the head with it, and it, like, escalates, and it really builds to a nice conclusion with each one of the three quests, or the three first main areas that you visit. But now that I am in the fourth, I have seen the end of the fourth, I'm just ready for this game to be over and kind of get to its final point. And I think that final point, it's going to feel less impactful because I already know what it is. And I think that a lot of that comes down to the pacing in the game. You're taking too much time between the big moments, and also the big moments are so big that at this point, like, the stakes are so high, I feel like I should have just been funneled to the end. And it was kind of this big bummer moment where I did the big choice at the end of the third zone, at the end of the, like, Thirdborn Shatterscarp desert zone, and it was a huge, impactful choice, and one of the people that I made the choice against is, like, the main antagonist for me in this game, and I made the choice. They were like, you suck, bad choice, but I accept that you made this bad choice, and we will have our final showdown in the next zone. And it sure felt like that should have been the end of the game. It felt like we were building to this thing, and then because we needed to have, like, there's four companions, so we needed to go to the home of the fourth companion and do the fourth companion's quest, and we need to see this other fourth zone that the narrative of the game was put on pause so that the collectathon, see new places part of the game could continue again. And I didn't feel that way at the end of the first and the second mysteries, at those main quests, because, like, it's still in this kind of, like, expansive phase. Like, I think this is, like, very basic story writing structure, but I think of it as kind of like a diamond shape. So the beginning is this, like, you're at one of the points of the diamond, and the story goes on, and it expands, until you hit a climactic moment, and then everything starts to funnel you towards the other opposite point of the diamond. And it felt like the end of the Fior mission, the second zone, the Emerald Stair zone, was the climactic point, especially for me. The way that ended, it, like, hammered home the way that game thinks about neutral choices and the way that it thinks about Imperial powers and people's agency in dealing with Imperial powers. It's a very political game that I think has its heart in the right place and has a really good message, and that message was never stronger than it was in that particular quest. But then you go to the third zone, Thirdborn, and you go through the whole thing, like, everything is worse here, it has escalated even further, and then the end of that escalation is a massive choice. And it's a good choice, And then it feels like you need to just wrap this thing up now. Like, we need to funnel it in. The final bit here is something, like, I wish that it worked like Dragon Age Veilguard did, where there's a very clear, this is the point of no return, and the next 8 hours of this game is you going to do the final shit in this game. And there are kind of, like, small side things that you can do. There's still that open discovery to kind of explore the space, but you're not picking up new side quests. You're kind of, like, prepping for your endgame run of all of this. And I think that's what Avowed needed. Like, again, like, I haven't seen the end of this game yet, so maybe it does that. But just coming back to it and feeling like, oh, okay, I have another 15 hours in this zone before I can, like, really kick off the end of this game. Like, the first quest, I guess, like, the very lightest of spoilers of all time. The first quest that you get when you land in the fourth zone is to go to the bridge to the place that you need to go. And you work your way over to the bridge. You, like, go through this, like, very beetle, bug-infested lava zone. And you go to the bridge, and you're like, aw, sick. Like, it's the bridge time. I'm going to cross this bridge, and we're going to be at the end zone. This game's going to wrap up. And you just go there, and it's the most, the bridge is out. And it's like, aw, shit. Like, now you have to go through an entire quest string to find another way to get to this place. And it just, at this point, feels like padding, I guess, is the thing. Like, there's still good stuff happening here. There's good color to the world. I kind of like this area and their take on above-ground dwarves. Like, I think Pillars of Eternity, in general, does a really good job of world-building and taking the, like, taking the football of Tolkien-style, like, world design and kind of, like, pushes it in an interesting, different direction. But I could have just had this somewhere else. Like, it, by having to have each zone be representative of each of the companions, it just kind of feels like I should have just had three companions instead of four. Like, I think it would have just been a tighter game that felt like it was trying to tell a cohesive story to get you through to the end without this, like, plotting bit towards the end. I really like Avowed. I think that this is kind of the general way that these RPGs should go in the future, because, like, they are tighter. They are more focused. They are telling a much stronger story that's delivered in a really good way, but I just needed it to be 15 hours shorter, I think. I think this third zone, like, could have been incorporated in a different way, and they could have just let you get to the end when it felt like the urgency was at the top. Like, I need the collectors to come and steal away my crew to say, all right, motherfucker, it's time to finish this thing. Like, go out there and beat their ass. And it just doesn't have that right now. And I really wish that it did. I think it would be a much stronger game if it just ended that way. But I am here at the zone where I am going, and I did a awful job of parking. Like a true idiot. But yeah, that's how I'm feeling about Avowed. I wish that, I mean, I guess we'll see how I feel about it in, you know, 10 to 15 hours time. But there's a lot of stuff going in this game that feels profound and good and enjoyable, and it just really feels like it's getting close to fumbling the bag for me, and I really wish that wasn't the case. I think that there's something really special here, and it would be a shame if it kind of went out on a bit of a downer of, I wish this would have ended 10 hours earlier. But yeah, that's Avowed. Thanks for hanging out. I gotta run in here and do some stuff. So I'll catch you tomorrow. Adios.